So what is the best thing that we can do for a relative who has passed away? What is the best thing that a mother can do for a son who has passed away? Normally, we are all eternally related through our relationship with Krishna. We are all parts of Krishna, and in that sense we are all eternally related. But in a particular lifetime, we become related with a particular family. And that relationship, at least in the way in which we can reciprocate directly in that relationship, is for this lifetime. But the affection that we have for others, that often stays on long after that the physical proximity of those people not there. So now there are two primary ways in which we can help those who are not with us right now. One is that we pray for their spiritual well-being, we pray for their all-round well-being, and we try to do some devotional activities for them. So for example, chanting Hare Krishna or doing some devotional activities and worshipping the deities or whatever, and doing it in the mood of offering this as a service for them. So if we're chanting a particular number of rounds, we chant them and we chant a few more rounds or one round or whatever, something more for them. That is one way in which we can do some devotional activities and offer those devotional activities to them. The second way is that we ourselves become strongly connected with Krishna. In the 7th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is stated that when Prahlad Maharaj expressed this concern about his father Hiranyakashipu, so Narasimha Dev says, because you are such a great devotee, so he will also be delivered. The Tri Sapta Pita Puta, it's a seven generations of your family will be delivered. So the point is that it's not a mathematical count that stops at 7. The point is that your relatives will be taken care of spiritually. So similarly, if we ourselves become very devoted to Krishna, then because we are trying to love Krishna and Krishna loves us, then Krishna takes special of care of all those whom we love. So by going closer to Krishna ourselves, you know, we can arrange in a spiritual sense for Krishna to take more care of those whom we love. These two things, that means we directly do some devotional activities dedicated to them, and secondly, we try to become more devoted to Krishna. And that way, we can do the very best that is possible in our situation for those who are not with us physically. See, love at one level can go on even when that person is not there. And especially when that love is at a spiritual level, when we understand that that person is also eternal and is somewhere else right now, then we can actually, with that spiritual knowledge, we can spiritualize our affection for them by helping that they come closer to Krishna, and by also striving that we go closer to Krishna. Okay.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.